and nobody really likes them a lot. When you forbid it, suddenly. So look at this. This is in us. If something is forbidden, you should think, why? Who forbid it? Not to increase your avatar, because this is one of the tricks. Let's hear another one. Yes. Story.
Story. Even as here the crafty mogul said, I am seeking a certain one of the Egyptians. Bring the Egyptians together on this side, in order that he who is wanted may come to hand. Whenever anyone came, he said, 'Tis not this one. Oh, come on, sir, and sit in that corner. Till in this fashion they were all assembled, and they beheaded them by means of this trick.
See what happened? Look, I sit and I say, I'm looking for an Egyptian. The first Egyptian, no, this is not this one. You sit down over there, please. The other one, so he collected all the Egyptians and cut their heads. Got rid of them. Why is he making up this story? Yes?
The ill-starredness of the fact that they would not obey God's summoning towards the call to prayer. The invitation of the deceiver inveigled them, O righteous man. Beware of the deceit of the devil. Hearken to the cry of the poor and needy, lest thine ear receive the cry of a cunning rogue.
See, here suddenly, he gave you a prescription. Something that, okay, listen to the cry of the poor and needy. What does that mean? Just, I'm listening, the sound goes in my ears, this is not listening. Listening means responding, right? Because here, the word in Persian is not listen, is niushidan, is a very old, archaic stuff, which is like drinking, getting it, means by drinking, it's like here that we say you're thirsty, you drink the knowledge. That way of drinking is in niushida. And here we say you have to swallow that voice that is coming from the needy people. Respond to the cry of the needy people, then this trick could not be played on you. Means if you want to defend yourself here, you cannot defend yourself. Because the other guy is clever and he has the trick. What do you want to do? Become clever and tricky? No. You should be doing another magic potion to keep the harm away. And that's to attend to the needy ones, to attend to the people you could help. Because by helping these people, you are not busy to yourself and your appetite and what is forbidden for you. You become useful, then you will be safer. Yes?
If the beggars are covetous and depraved, seek the man of heart amongst the gluttons.
Did you listen to that? Mm-hmm. Okay, I said go and tend to the poor people. But if you saw that, no, they are poor, but they are no good. Don't say, okay, they are no good, but they are poor anyhow. Look for the good fellow even with those fellows who are eating a lot and things like that. Means do not judge the people for what they have, they don't. Your job is to help the needy. But when you're looking for a partner and a fellow traveler, the only thing you're looking for is to be a fellow traveler, even if he doesn't look good. Yes?
At the bottom of the sea there are pearls with pebbles, glories of its shames.
It's exactly the same. because we talked about it and somehow I'm sure you forgot about it, because it's easy to forget it. The habit, right from the beginning, before becoming a human being, when you were born, something was good or bad. You will do this as a smile or cry. And this silly stuff started with the illusion of that division and logically goes forever. You always believe it's either white or black, and there is no such a thing. It's always black and white together. Good and bad together. Everything is mixed in this universe because that's the only way that everything is possible. Magical stuff happens because everything is here. Nothing will eliminate the other one. Non-existence should eliminate the existence, right? Or existence should eliminate non-existence. Existence and non-existence, they prove each other. They need each other and they transform to each other. There is no either this or that. The only exception is that exception, which is out of this existence, even out of non-existence. So you should be careful that in the path you're walking, nothing is perfectly this or perfectly that. In this ocean, there are stones, there are pearls. That's why the challenge is here. Yes?
The Israelites then bestirred themselves mightily, running betimes towards the Maidan. When he, by cunning...
You know what is Maidan? Square. Square of Al-Tahrir.
When he, by cunning, had brought them into the Maidan, he displayed his face to them, looking very fresh. He showed fondness and gave presents. That emperor bestowed both gifts and promises. After that, he said, "For your life's sake, do ye all sleep in the Maidan tonight."
Okay, Al-Tubir, what was the trick? First of all, they didn't see his face, because he put up another face of being cool and calm. This is what they saw. And, yes, he gave them a little bit, but promised a lot. And the third one, you know what? I'm saying this for yourself, not for me. Just to be safe, you should sleep here tonight, in my garden. How does it feel? Yes?
They answered him, saying, "We will do service. If thou desire, we will dwell here a month."
Well, and what do you remember about this month? Remember, for a month, the civic fellow was looking for the peasant's house? That 1 month, waste of time. Here, they were saying, "Oh yes, if you want to stay here for 1 month." Why? Because up to yesterday, they would not let him in. And that's it. That greed, that forbidden stuff. Why should you stay there 1 month? But they are ready, because they are tricked. Yes. Now the Pharaoh is very happy, because why shouldn't he be? Logically, up to here, in this part of the story, he's the best man. First of all, he brought in the specialist, astrologist, and interpreter, and all that stuff, consulting. Then they found a trick. And the trick worked. And all these Israelites are voluntarily in jail for tonight, why shouldn't we be happy? But remember, the beginning was Rumi said, poor Pharaoh. Whatever he tries, the opposite will happen. This is what it is. Why? Because he's Pharaoh. Because he's down, he will turn around everything towards below. Yes.
Now Pharaoh returned from the Maidan to the city, glad at having parted the Israelites from their wives on the night of the conception.
See, isn't this a good trick? They told him, wise right boy will come in existence that Saturday night. It should be Shabbat. Okay. That Saturday night. He called, okay, Saturday night, come here and close the doors. So all these ladies, and he called only ladies, because he could trick the logic, the logical part, right? And these ladies are happy, but they cannot have sex tonight. So the Moses is finished. Yes.
At nightfall, the king came back, rejoicing and saying, the conception is tonight, and they are far from their wives. Imran, his treasurer, also came to the city in attendance upon him as his companion. He said, O Imran, do thou sleep at this door? Beware, go not to thy wife or seek to lie with her. He replied, I will sleep at this portal of thine. I will think of naught but thy pleasure.
Why? Okay, he got all the ladies in the courtyard, right? He locked everything. Therefore, the Israelites are out and the wives are in. And here there is this Imran. Who is this Imran? He is the keeper of the wealth of Pharaoh. He's that Pharaoh. He has the master key to the vault. Okay? So Pharaoh should notice him and will order him something, because he's working for Pharaoh. And if he's not being a good fellow, you see, we are in trouble in our story. This is the father of Moses, so he should be a good man. Okay, he's there, and the Pharaoh doesn't know he's Israelite. We'll tell him what? We'll tell him, you sleep at this door, and you don't seek to sleep with your wife, okay? And he'll say, okay. He promises, and he keeps his promise, because he's a good man. Now, listen to the rest.
Imran, too, was one of the Israelites, but he was heart and soul to Pharaoh. How should he, Pharaoh, have thought that Imran would disobey him and do that which was the dread of Pharaoh's soul?
Yeah, okay. You answered that. Should Imran be nasty to do the tricks? Because it's not up to Imran even. Now the wife is here. She will come and find Imran. Imran is innocent. Imran is sleeping. She will come and will wake him up with a kiss. The magic happens the way it should happen. Yes, really, this is where everything starts to get serious.
How Imran lay with the mother of Moses, and how the mother of Moses, on him be peace, became pregnant. The king departed, and Imran slept at the door. At midnight, his wife came to see him. The wife fell upon him and kissed his lips. She She roused him from his slumber in the night.